Salomon Dastron, Disc 10.
Pennybright hurried up from the forge room with a quiver of arrows. She passed them to Oxeye.
These are the last. There are no more.
Oxeye grinned as he fitted a shaft to his bow.
Good girl. Keep slinging, Penny. Look at young Ling there. He's tossing rocks like a good'un. Want some good news, my dear? There's a band of shrews and whatnot attacking from the lower levels. Listen to this.
Oxeye shouted over the melee at the top of his voice.
Tack and weave! Blood and vinegar! Long patrols here!
The sound echoed down the rocky stairwell. A moment later, there was an answering call.
Jeb and move! Give him a tarzine! Long patrols here too!
Good old sapwood!
Oxeye's grin spread from ear to ear.
Knew I'd never set him on that cruise for nothing.
Lingfur looked fearfully over his shoulder.
Sir, look out! They're behind us!
Carrying a heavy paddle and her sling, Arula bowed low.
We am not behind ye, young'un. Uzzins are with ye.
Oxeye stifled a laugh as he shook paws with the mole maid.
Well, thank goodness for that. I'd hate to face a warrior like you, young mole maid.
Arula wrinkled her nose.
Thank ye kindly, sir.
Pleased to meet ye, I'm sure.
Oxeye clasped the paws of Samkim and Alfo gratefully.
But could we leave the introductions until after the war, old lads?
Samkim immediately liked the big hare. Gripping his sword in both paws, he took up a fighting stance and nodded.
That seems fair enough, sir. Shall we charge?
Paddles, slings and rapiers waved behind Samkim and Oxeye as the hare tossed aside his bow and picked up a lance.
Well said, sir. Ready, chaps? Then charge!
Eurelia!
Taking up the call, the band at the bottom of the stairwell howled their own battle cries as they charged from their end. The war was hopelessly lost for the once vaunted horde of corpse makers. Klitsch killed the two vermin closest to him and fell flat on the stairs, pulling their bodies over him to act as concealment. The rocks echoed with the clangor of battle. Trapped and cut off on the long rambling flight of stairs, the last of the horde fought with desperation. But they were no match for the Gausam, two badgers, and the remaining hares of the long patrol. Mara felt herself swept along in the rush. Ahead of her, she glimpsed Samkim, his face alight with the madness of battle, as he fought his way through the tight-packed ranks of vermin, some of whom were standing dead, having no room to fall. At the center of the turmoil they met, the young squirrel and the badger maid. A sudden silence prevailed. The madness was over. Salomon Dastron stood free. Creatures who a moment before had been yelling and slaying stood weary and quiet, as if shamed by the indignity of war. Bodies of friend and foe alike lay strewn on the rocky steps like leaves after an autumn gale. The voice of young Pennybright echoed hollowly round the scene of carnage.
Oxeye, sir, I want to go out into the sunlight. I don't want to be here.
Oxeye stroked her ears gently as he gazed around.
Neither do any of us, young Pen. Come on, let's all go out into the fresh air.
As they climbed out of the opening, Lone Bud grasped Mara's paw.
Ah!
The sound that tore from the old badger's throat was like the cry of an animal being slain. She released Mara's paw and went rushing out. The young badger maid was about to call after her, when she too saw what had made Lone Bud cry out. As fast as she could, she ran after her. Earthstripe the Strong lay with his paws still clutching Farrago the assassin. Both were dead. On all fours beside the two bodies was Earthwhite, weeping like a baby, his paws bruised and cut from the wild rushing descent he had made from the mountaintop to be with his brother.